Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
You know, when you get guests on, you're supposed to sort of, you know, warm them up. I guess for Parkinson in his heyday, would have had a warm-up comedian or a producer would have gone out and had the chat with them. Richie has literally... Can you just recount the last 30 seconds of your conversation with our two guests? Because they're both utterly bewildered now.
We were talking about the Ashes and how excited we all are about the test, and I predicted a 2-1 series win for England. You said that I had absolutely no credentials for this prediction, at which point I brought up my previous job as a groundsman of Sussex County Cricket Club.
Oh, spell it out like that.
Exactly.
It was like Cheryl bringing down Wagner the other night. Oh, yeah. I'm very proud of my background at Sussex. What happened while you were there?
Well, one of the most unfortunate incidents was when I rolled Philip DeFratis's ball into the ground as I was operating the heavy roll.
You've all done that.
So, of course, were you actually... Did you do this for long, or was it just something you did for a couple of weeks and now you're trying to show off to the guests?
Two consecutive summers. They invited me back.
Consecutive, I like that. Right, had they not been consecutive, it wouldn't have really constituted it.
So that's almost a year.
I'm impressed by that.
Our special guests this morning are Armstrong and Miller. While Richie's trying to get a bit in mic time, Richie's been badgering for the last week saying that he's got a character he wants to pitch to you guys.
Oh.
Are you always looking for new material,
yeah,
new characters?
Always on that.
Richie,
always.
Now's your moment.
Go on, back here, come.
Tell us about... can I just introduce Tollbooth guy? This is all I've heard about the last week.
He's called Tommy Tollbooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he operates...
Yeah, but their characters don't have what they are in their name.
Till now.
Till now. He operates a toll booth, maybe at the Dartford River Crossing or the Severn Crossing, all right? Yeah. But the thing is about Tommy Tollbooth is he's a real chatterbox. But he doesn't get the chance to talk to people because he's just in a toll booth all day. So he tries... He's laughing. He's trying to engage...
He's crying.
He's trying to engage with people as they just chuck, like, 50p in.
So he has little bits of composite... Like that.
Yeah.
And you never find out actually where any of his stories are going because the barrier rises and they're off over the bridge.
There is
I know a few people who would really like benefit that. From that kind of discipline. Yeah. A barrier and a car driving on. I think several comedians.
Very strong.
What do you think of Tommy Tollbooth?
I love Tommy Tollbooth.
I
want to know where this came from. Who is the... Is this...
I'm guessing the Dartmouth River... You started to do it to the boys now. Show them the sketch mark. Where is there an accent? Ben pulls up in a car.
Hey, old boys, you right? How are you? Yeah. Did you see the telly last night about Gillian McKeith? And the barrier goes up.
Richard, this is your finest moment.
That's brilliant.
That is genius.
That's just winner.
Listen,
that is really
I know that in a bit the new Wimbledon Theatre, if you need a warm-up man, Tommy Tollbooth can come.
Tommy Tollbooth. That's brilliant. I tell you what, though, you can then, when they come back over the bridge at the end of the day, you can do all the punchlines. You've got that. You've told the story in the cut. That's brilliant.
This is work in progress. This is how you make the goals.
This is gorgeous, yeah.
That's a fabulous character.
That's very
Tommy Tollbooth.
You can have it.
Listen.
You regret saying that to them. You can have it. That's it. Wow. They're thinking, right, sucker. You wait, the merchandise may come out, the car, the toll booth.
Get your own little barrier.
Yeah, your own Tommy barrier. So how's the tour been going? I know this week you've got one big London base, a new Wimbledon Theatre, which is a beautiful venue. Very, very nice.
Yeah,
it's where Hasselhoff will be on stage
the
about 2 weeks with Louis.
What is the panto they're doing, by the way?
Peter Pan, isn't it? I believe.
I think it depends whatever's in Hoff's head that night.
Catch it early. That seems to be what you're saying, Chris.
Catch it early.
Because it may not be on after the third night.
What I'm saying is, Hoff has a busy workload. The guy's a workaholic.
That's right.
All I'm saying
he doesn't
is,
always follow through on his commitments, does he? If you're seeing what I'm saying.
He has a lot going on in his head.
That's right.
Yes.
And judge what you're saying in his pants. But listen, how's the tour been going? So you've been on the road since September.
We've been all over. Haven't we?
We have. We've done Inverness to Bournemouth. I've practiced this. My job. We've done Inverness to Bournemouth. We've done Ipswich to Belfast.
Yes.
And all points in between.
Yes. Yeah. We've been all over.
We've done 52 shows.
Cardiff. Went to Cardiff.
Oh, I love
52
Cardiff.
Shows, but it's a proper big
in
stage
about 54
show.
Nights.
And how many people come around with you? What's
we've
the setup?
We've got two enormous,
we have a crew of 10
trucks, haven't we? We've got a crew of 10 on a sleeper bus.
We are touring. What's a West End show? I mean, ask.
That's nuts.
There's a reason why you quite often don't see West End shows just for one night only.
I was about to say, in various
provincial venues,
profits and sort of stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'd see that. We see this as a loss.
Are you
leader.
Doing this for the Irish economy? Is it your?
No, we're just doing it.
We're on a $6 billion bailout. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's Eddie George was in last night as well. Yeah, second time. Yeah, so.